Good morning. I'm grateful and thankful to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Grateful for the service thus far. I thought about that song All the Way. And that's true. The truer words have never been spoken. I do need him. I need him now. And I need him always. We all do. And so by the grace and help of God, I'm asking for you to pray for me. Because the Lord has given me something. It's a subject that he gave to me before, but he's not finished with it. And so be praying for me because I need him. I need him all the way. I need him all the time. And I need him especially right now. The title of this discourse is Acknowledge Him. And we're going to talk about that, but I want you to be looking at not just acknowledging him, but we're also going to be talking about some of the things that would keep us from acknowledging him. And one thing he told me that I wanted to get into and I didn't want to forget was knowledge of him is not necessarily acknowledging him.
Amen.
All right. And so just because I know about God, just because I know who he is and what he can do, doesn't mean that I am acknowledging him. God wants us to acknowledge him in all things and at all times. And so we need the Lord to help us to do that. But just knowing about him won't be enough. We need the Lord God to be with us and to help us to acknowledge him in everything that we do. May the Lord help us this morning. Somebody go with us to Proverbs 3:5, reading on down through verse number 6. These are scriptures that is very familiar to us. Proverbs 3:5, you beat me there. Go ahead and read it, please. Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. He will direct your path. All right, and so we're going to be talking about acknowledging the Lord today. We're going to be talking about not leaning to our own understanding. We'll talk about in all of our ways doing this, and we're going to talk about trusting him. Do you notice that these scriptures are together, and they're together for a reason? If you're not going to trust him, it's unlikely that you're going to lean on him. If you don't trust him and lean on him, it's unlikely that you're going to acknowledge him. If you don't acknowledge him, then how is he going to lead and guide and direct you in the way that you should go? May the Lord help us this morning. So we'll talk about it. I believe I preached on this before, but again, God has given me this again. And so you just pray for me that what we need from it, the Lord will give it to us this morning. May God help us this morning. All right. So it says here, acknowledge means to accept, to admit or recognize the truth. All right? Accept, admit, and recognize the truth. All right? The existence or the validity of something or someone. That's another definition of recognizing and acknowledging. And then it says to express thanks or awareness or receipt of receiving something. Sometimes when we give somebody something, what we want is a little acknowledgement. All right. And so when we deal with the Lord in the same way, when the Lord has blessed us, when he's looked down in love and pity and compassion upon us, what he needs is some acknowledgement. Lord, I thank you for what you've done. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing. You didn't have to do it, and you've done this for me. And I'm so grateful, and I'm so thankful for that right now today. Also, what we need to do is acknowledge our wrongdoing and the mistakes that we have made. May the Lord help us. We have faults as human beings. Sometimes we have failures. Sometimes we set out to do the things of God, and somewhere along the way, we are way waylaid. We have made a misstep. We have made some sort of failure, had some sort of mishap along the way. We need to acknowledge that before the Lord. The Bible says if we hide it, then we can't get help for it. But if we do acknowledge, Lord, this is where I'm at. This is what I've done. The Bible said the Lord will have mercy upon us, and he will abundantly pardon us. May the Lord help us this morning. I don't know about you, but many times I've had a mishap. I've had what you might call a hiccup. I've had downright failures, and I've noticed that every time when I be open, when I be honest before the Lord, and I tell him, Lord, this is what is happening, and I already know that you know it, because you were there when it happened. Lord, I'm asking you, forgive me, Lord. Will you restore me, Lord? Will you bring me back to a place, Lord, where you're pleased with my life, Lord? Then can I move forward? Then can I be what the Lord have me to be? Sometime we lament the situation. We don't know why we messed up. We try to fix the situation. Want to encourage you, junk that. Get rid of that. Humble yourself before the Lord. Acknowledge where you went wrong. Ask God to forgive you and move forward by the grace and help of God. This is what's going to make heaven. This is what's pleasing unto God. May the Lord help us this morning. Didn't know we was going to get into all of that, but the Lord knows all about it. I want to talk about trusting the Lord this morning. All right, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. There's a reason why all these scriptures are grouped together, and we talked about that. It says trust. The enemy knows that faith and trust are pretty much interchangeable. He knows that. And the Bible says without faith, the what? Impossible. I want you to stop there and think about the word impossible. All right, as it is related to what we're talking about this morning. If I don't trust God, I can't please him. It's impossible. Amen. Can't be done. May the Lord help us. And so sometime we come to a place in our relationship with God where we need to seek him for a little help because we don't really believe that God can help us in this area. I want you to hear me this morning. I want you to hear me well. God is able and well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. However, it's going to take a little bit of faith even to ask him, Lord, just please, God, help me here. I don't see how this can happen. I don't know how this is going to go. I've tried this before, and I haven't been successful, and that's happened over and over again. But, Lord, I'm asking you, Lord, if you'll have mercy upon me, if you'll give me the faith, the trust, and the listen, God's got faith for you if you need faith. God's got grace for you if you need grace. Go to him. Lord, I need faith here. I want to trust you, Lord. But I've been disappointed in the past. I've been disappointed. I've failed. I've had problems in this area over and over and over again. And my faith is beat down, Lord. I'm asking you, Lord, will you give me a touch of faith? Will you give me something that I need? The Bible says the faith, somebody get that scripture for us, the size of a grain of a mustard seed. Somebody find that scripture for us this morning. Mustard seed is tiny. It's really small. You can barely hold it in your hand. If you're not careful, you'll drop it. But if you just got that little bit of faith, then you can come to God and say, Lord, I've got a little faith, Lord, but I need you to grow this thing. I need you to grow it at least into a sapling. I want to say, can I at least get a small bush, if you will, Lord? And then sometimes they'll make a big old humongous tree with many seeds of faith that you can drop along the way as you're going along the way. May the Lord help us this morning. We got to have a little bit of faith. We got to have a little bit of trust in God, because if we don't trust God, then what are we going to do? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do what? Lean not to your own understanding. What do we do when we don't trust God? What do we do? We lean to our own understanding. We lean to our own understanding. I know what you said, Lord. And I know what you want, Lord. But, Lord, I think that in this area right here, I may have a little bit better of a look at it, Lord. Huh? May the Lord help us. The way I'm seeing it, I don't know if you're seeing this, Lord. Come over here, Lord, and look at it. Close that eye, Lord. Close your right eye, and then lean over here in this way and look at it this way, and maybe you'll understand why I'm doing what I'm doing. He understood. Come on now. He understands. He made you. He knows you. He knew you was going to tell him that or do what you did. He knows all of that. You understand? And so when we come to him, we can be open and honest with him. And we say, Lord, I don't trust you enough. That's the truth about it. I just don't trust you. I trust you in this area and that area. Lord, you got all this area over here, but this little area right here, I'm struggling right here. You think God don't know that? He does. The God you know knows that. That's the God that I know. That's the God I serve by the grace and help of God. Amen. God knew me from the jump. He knew me before I even got here. He's been with me every step of the way, and his desire is that I make heaven my home. But I've got to learn to trust him. Some of the trials and the tests that we go through, some of the situations and circumstances of life is all about teaching us how to lean on him, how to trust him, how to get ourselves out the way and give ourselves more unto him, and to understand that he's not going to do us wrong. He's going to take care of us. May the Lord help us this morning. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. God is a loving God. Our relationship is based on love. If we don't have trust in our relationship, then we don't have the full relationship that we'd like to have. May the Lord help us this morning. Listen, don't get discouraged. Don't get downcast, downtrodden. What we're talking about is faith, and we're talking about a God that knows where you're at and what you got going on. We're talking about a God that's looking in love and pity and compassion, and he's saying, come closer, my child, to me. I got something better for you than what you've had thus far. May the Lord help us this morning. The issue is that he's not going to make us. He's not going to force us. He's not going to grab us by the neck and force us to do things. In sin, that's the way it is, but not with God. May the Lord help us. He wants us to willingly trust him, to willingly give ourselves to him. All right. So it says here, lean not to your own understanding. You know that some of us are pretty smart, and I mean that. We really are pretty smart. That's just the truth. Some of us, we think we're smart. May the Lord help us. But when it comes to the things of God, we're talking about God, are we not? We're talking about being pleasing and honoring unto him. We're talking about making it in. We're talking about becoming like Christ, being Christians. That's what Christianity is about. All right? When it comes to the things of God, our own understanding, the Bible says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. Somebody help me, Bible scholars. There's a disparity between the thoughts and the ways. What does it say? High as the heavens are above, up above the earth. Okay, so high as the heavens are above the earth. How far is that? That's immeasurable, pretty far. They said we're in one of the galaxies and there's billions of galaxies, something like that. Things ain't looking good in terms of our knowledge and understanding. High as the heavens are above the earth, so are my thoughts above your thoughts and my ways above your ways. That's what the Lord says. All right, and so this is why, saints of God, people of God, you and I don't have the ability to lean to our own understanding. Whatever understanding that we have, it's what either we've come up with, it's what or the enemy has come up with, or what God has given us. Either way, the first two, not going to do, and the third way, we just have to trust that. Lord, I don't really know. I don't really understand. And listen, I'll be the first to admit to you, I'm not even going to raise one hand. I'll raise two. Done it many times. Many times. Lord, I think I got it. Don't even worry about it. Because last time, Lord, when this happened, last time, remember, Lord, last time? Huh? This is what you did. So I'm just going to hold what you got, Lord. I'm going to do it for you, Lord. Come on. May the Lord help us. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. What we have a tendency to do is to lean upon our own understanding. Philippians 4 and 13, I love this verse. I read it almost every message. Beat me there, go ahead and read it. Luke 17 and 6 and Hebrews 11 and 6. All three of these verses we've referred to, but we want to make sure that we get them. Start with Philippians 4 and 13. I can do what? All things through Christ. And so it says, trust in the Lord with what? All your heart. You see the relation? Huh? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And then I can do all things through Christ. All right. And so those two are directly and tightly and closely interrelated. They work one with another. Once we understand that it's God that's going to help us to do anything that we want to do anyway, then what we have to understand is, Lord, I need your help in this. I need your help right now. I need it today. The Lord was talking to me this morning. You just have to bear with me because I got to talk about this. The Lord said, sometime we come up to him and we tell him, Lord, I got it, and you just sit back. And the audacity of it and the silliness of it. He started talking to me about that. He said that it is known that you have a normal heart rate is between 60 and 100 beats a minute. So in 1 minute, your heart beats about 60 times. And so in 10 minutes, that's 600. In an hour, that's 3,600 beats in an hour. In a day, it's about 84,000 beats in one day. So in 10 days to 15 days, it's over 1 million times. If you've been on the earth, your heart has beat over 1 million times in about 13 days. Okay? Think about it now. Think about it. Every beat you got is the grace and the mercy of God. You need all your beats, every last one of them, right? And so we come to God with the mouth that he gave us, the breath that he put in it, the heartbeat, millions and millions of heartbeats that he has given us just this year alone. And we come to him and we say, Lord, listen, I got this. Huh? Are we tracking what's happening? Are we locking in on what's going on? And so the Lord talks to me from time to time about little things like that. If you just look at the body, look at the body. What we're also doing is when we come before the Lord, we're standing on the ground that he made, that he spoke into existence thousands of years ago. The sun that's coming through that window right now, he did that. Right? And so sometimes we just need to humble ourselves and say, Lord, I don't got it. I don't understand, even though I think I understand, even though I think I know what I'm going to do, Lord, listen in and listen up. I'm going to bring even this to you. All right? Either way, we get ourselves into trouble because what can happen is we think it's too big for God. Or we think it's too small for God. Okay? Don't do it. That's why I want to encourage you this morning. Take everything to the Lord in prayer. Build a relationship with God, a relationship of trust and reliance. You rely upon him. You trust in him. What's going to happen is he's going to be faithful and faithful and faithful and faithful and faithful and still faithful and a little bit more faithful unto you. He's going to do that. And what's going to happen is you're going to understand and know down through the time that you spend with him that you can trust him. So you'll trust him a little more, and he'll lead, he'll guide, he'll direct you through, over, down, and around all of the difficulties of life, right on into glory. That's God's plan for your life and for my life. May the Lord help us this morning. morning. God has that for us. Hebrews 11 and 6, what does it say? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Read the rest of it. He that comes to God, got to believe that he is, that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. All right, we're going to have something later. The Lord has already given me something about knowing that God is and knowing who he is. That's going to be a little bit farther along the way, not today, but one day, by the help of the Lord, we're going to learn how to find out who he is, what he can do for us, what we can expect from him, all of those things we're going to get working with. What's the last scripture I gave? Was it Luke 17 and 6? What does that say? Luke 17 and 6. What does it say?
And the Lord said,
if
he had faith as a grain of mustard seed,
if you had a little tiny bit of faith, go ahead.
He might say unto this sycamore tree.
You can say to this tree,
be plucked up by the root.
Be plucked up by the root.
And be thou planted in the sea.
Be planted in the sea.
And it should obey.
It would obey you. Y'all hearing this? Y'all hearing this? Did it say you had to have a whole bunch of faith for that? Right? Just a little faith. Listen, what it is, little as much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown. You can win it if you go in Jesus' name. It's not us. We really think that it is. I promise you, we really do think it's us, but it's God.
Amen.
We just bring God a little tiny bit of faith, and then he works in miraculous ways. And sometimes we have trouble relinquishing the credit or giving the credit to where it really goes.
Amen.
May the Lord help us. We're not doing much, okay? That's what I'm learning. We can't do much. We can't make our heart beat. We can't make our lungs work correctly. We can't do any of those things. And he bestows that upon the just and the unjust on a daily basis. His love and mercy he gives us. And so what are we going to do? How are we going to take any credit for what God has done? Listen, it's the Lord. That's who it is. And so what we need is just a little bit of faith. Lord, I believe that you exist. We'll start there. I know that you exist. I know that you exist. And I know that there have been some situations and circumstances in my life that have damaged my trust in you, Lord. I've been disappointed, Lord. I've had some faults and some failures. I've tripped up. Some of the most difficult things to deal with is our own selves. Lord, I tried to live safe and I couldn't do it. Lord, I just kept on falling down. Come on. I kept on messing up, Lord. But Lord, I'm willing. I'm willing to try one more time, Lord. Just one more time, Lord. And this time, Lord, I'm going to let you help me. You see? Because the last 5, 6, 10 times I tried to do it.
Right.
It was me.
Right.
And you were showing me, Lord, that it's going to be you that work in me,
yes,
both to will and do of your good pleasure.
Yes.
It's really you, Lord, and not me.
Yes.
And Lord, I've come to that understanding. And Lord, I'm asking you, repair my faith, repair my trust. Give me a mustard seed amount of faith, just a tiny bit. In another place, it talks about telling a mountain to be removed and cast into the sea. I don't even need all of that. I just need faith for today. If I can just get through today, we'll worry about tomorrow. That's all we need. A little bit of faith. Lord will bless us and he'll help us. It says, trust in the Lord all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. We're just not as smart as we think we are. We don't have the ability that we think we do. Whatever we do have, even if we are considered intelligent by our peers, it's the Lord that did it. He's the one that blessed us to do it. And so we have to understand that. You don't believe that, you need to read about Nebuchadnezzar. And you go read Nebuchadnezzar. He was smart and all that, had a bunch of stuff, did a lot of good things, and God took it from him just like that. And he couldn't get right. And he's not the only one. There's many people that God have blessed that they forgot God had blessed them. And they began to lean to their own understanding. And by the help of the Lord, none of us have to do any of that. We can just believe and know that it's God, and we can trust him, and we can live for him. Trust in the Lord all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. I'm going to talk about all our ways. What is a way? What is a way? It doesn't have to be fancy. Basic, plain, simple. I'm asking you what a way is. It's a pathway, right? What else? A direction. Very good. Path, direction, that's good enough for me. That's what's in the dictionary, by the way. That's in there too, right? And so the Bible says, in all your ways, what I want to stand on right now, if I could, is I want to stand on the word all. All is written right here, invisible, and I'm standing on it right here. Do you, in all your ways, acknowledge him? All your ways. May the Lord help us. I want you to answer those questions in your mind. Are there some ways that we have, some thoughts, some ideas, some mindsets, some characteristics of our own selves, our habits, if you will, our way of doing things that don't quite yet belong to God? All right? It's all right if it isn't. This is why it's in the book. If you're not there yet, what God wants to do is get you there. Amen. I'm just now getting there. In the last few years, I'm just now beginning to understand everything that I do, I need the Lord in. I've been saved for a long time, but my ways, not all of them acknowledged him. I'm going to be honest with you. Not all of them. These are things that, well, listen, we talked about this morning. I wish people would come to Sunday school too. Because we get into some stuff that really could help you out. Amen. What happens is you're born and you become who you become by the things that you experience. And so even before you can quantify, or even before you can even grasp who you are becoming, you're already becoming that person. In your conscious, in your subconscious, deep down in the fibers of your very being, you are becoming something from the moment you are born. All right? And so what has to happen is, when we give our hearts to the Lord, that's a great thing. Now God can really work with us. He can't work with us before because we're refusing his help. Right? But once we give God our hearts and we say, Lord, I'm being honest. I need your help. I don't know. I don't even, to be honest with you, saints of God, we don't even know our own selves like we think we do. We really don't. And so what we need is for God to come in and to come down and to deal and to work with us. And many times what it looked like is this trial, this test that I sure would like to get out of immediately yesterday. That trial and that test is what's bringing up what's in us so we can get a look-see, and we cannot deny what's in there because we're good at that too. And this is what we got on hand. And Lord, help me. Let's get rid of this thing. Me and you, Lord. Mainly you, but Lord, I'll just acknowledge it and be willing to relinquish it.
Amen.
That's how it works. Your trials and tests of life, when you are a child of God, they are to bring what is called dross to the surface. Dross is impurity in the gold. And so the fire, what it does is it heats that gold up, and gold, it like melts. Y'all ever seen that? It can go from a solid form. When we're in that solid form, if there's dross in there, we don't know it. We don't know it. And sometimes that's how we are with the Lord. We're still in that solid form. We're still gold, but we're in that solid form. And we're refusing to allow God to heat us up to the point where the impurities come to the top and he can scrape them off. Amen? And sometimes we don't want to listen. I'll be honest with you again. I don't always love that process either.
Right.
It hurts.
Yes.
It's hot.
Yes.
Sometimes it seems like it takes too long. I wish he'd just go in there and take it out by itself while I'm asleep. Amen. But that's not how it works, is it? You see, because what has to happen is, we have to be shown what's on hand first. And so the trial has to come. The test has to come. And then we can be honest with ourselves, because even though we try to be honest with ourselves, sometimes we're just not successful in doing it.
Amen.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
We're not doing that on purpose. It's just, we're just human.
Right.
You ever seen a parent with a child? Child did something wrong? What they say? Not my child. Your relationship with your child is different with your child's relationship with everybody else, okay? It's a little different. You get the bell and have to deal, you'll do it. You understand? And whatever you got to do. But that other person, so something else might come out of them that you didn't know was in there. And in the same way, that's how we do the Lord. Lord, deal with us. We say, Lord, not me. You sure, Lord? Me? Lord? So he lets it come up some more. This is what's in there. And I need to get all of that out, because I want you not only to be like me. This is the Lord speaking. I want you to be like me. But when it come time, when it come time to judge you, when it come time to make a judgment about you, when we get those other things out, then he's able to see himself in us.
Amen.
And that's what he's looking for. That's why we are called Christians, because we're going to be like Christ. At the end of the day, we're going to be like Christ. He's going to see himself in us. May the Lord help us, stand by us, and be with us. So in all things, we need the Lord to help us. And I want you to, listen, if you hadn't done it yet, tell the Lord about it. Say, Lord, I'm sorry I hadn't done it yet. All right? You may need to do it at the altar if you need to, or wherever else you need to do it. But you need to tell the Lord you're sorry for not doing it yet, or not doing it to the point where it's pleasing and honoring unto God. Or maybe you had done it, but something has happened and now you're starting to draw back a little bit and go back into that old way. I don't care what the problem or the issue is. Just take it to the Lord. Be honest with him. Say, Lord, this is where I'm at. This is what I got going on. And right now, today, I'm willing to be willing to let you help me, Lord. I'm sorry for not letting you help me. And right now, today, I'm going to begin to acknowledge you in all my ways. Everything that I do, I don't want to do anything that I don't have your spirit in me. I don't want to do anything where you don't precede me. Lord, I'm going to be cautious about all that I do, because I know that my natural self, as good as I may think I am, is not good enough to be representing you, Lord.
Amen.
May the Lord help us. May he stand by and be with us. I thought I was going to get to more, but that ain't going to happen, is it? I'm asking you to pray for me. I had the audacity to believe that this would be a quick message. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm going to get it together one day. But I'm going to bring it to a close here. We talked about leaning to our own understanding. We talked about trusting in the Lord. And we talked about acknowledging. That's a good start. All right. We're going to go to some more things that the Lord has for us. But we're not going to do it at this setting. This may be a two-part or three-part. And I thank the Lord for that. Brother Tavis, he be tearing me up with that. He always getting a two- and three-parter. But the Lord knows all about it. He knows how to do it with me. He knows how to do it with Brother Tavis. And we thank God for that. What I need y'all to do is to be praying for me. All right? Want to be pleasing unto God. Want to make heaven my home. Want to be an example. Want to lift him up. Not myself, but lift him up. Right? And so I need God to help me to do it. One of the scriptures in the Bible talks about looking in the mirror and then forgetting what manner of man I was. And so when we preach these messages, don't get it confused. The Lord be talking to me.
Yes.
Don't get it confused. He talked to me too. He talked to me especially.
Yes.
And so I want to make sure that what I'm saying, I am a partaker of the first fruits.
Amen.
I am doing what I'm talking about. And so I need the Lord to help me there. The enemy wants to come in. He wants to put a wedge in between you and the Lord. He wants to give you trust issues between you and the Lord. If he can do that, then you'll lean to some other alternative understanding, and then you definitely won't acknowledge him, and he's not going to direct your path. You can even think that he is. You can tell others that he is. But if these things don't go in the order that they need to, I'm telling you, go back to the first step. Do you really trust him? Are you leaning to your, even if you trust him, sometimes we trust two things at once. And so sometimes we trust the Lord, but we also trust what we think as well. And when it comes to the things of God, don't lean to your own understanding. Let the Lord help you with that, and he will help you. And then in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he says that he will direct our path. I'm grateful and thankful to know the Lord. I'm grateful and thankful to be amongst the people of God, and I don't say that lightly. I'm thankful to be on the pathway to heaven, but I haven't made it there yet.
Amen.
And so what I need is your prayers, and while you're praying for me, I'll be praying for you. May God bless you.
Amen.